Pantheon Plus Tomography and Hubble Tension, by Deng Wang. The recently released Type I Supernovae SNAI-A sample, Pantheon Plus, is an updated version of Pantheon and has very important cosmological implications. To explore the origin of the enhanced constraining power and internal correlations of datasets in different redshifts, we perform a comprehensively tomographic analysis of the Pantheon Plus sample. Using the Pantheon Plus data alone, we give the 2 sigma lower bound on the Hubble constant H0 greater than 45.7 km S1 MPC1 and the matter fraction omega m equals 0.367 plus or minus 0.030, which shows the evidence of dark energy at the 21 sigma confidence level but is in a 1.7 sigma tension with that from the Planck 2018 measurement. Combining the Pantheon Plus sample with cosmic microwave background, baryon acoustic oscillations, cosmic chronometers, galaxy clustering and weak lensing data, we give the strongest constraint H0 equals 67.88 plus or minus 0.42 km S1 MPC1 at the 1 sigma confidence level. After dividing the full sample to 10 bins, we find that the first bin in the redshift range Z in 0.00122, 0.227235, dominates the constraining power of the whole sample. We also investigate the effects of low Z and high Z subsamples of Pantheon Plus on H0 and omega m, and find that low Z SNAI-A do not have enough constraining power until Z approximately 0.1. Interestingly, high Z SNAI-A in the redshift range Z greater than 0.227235 can give a competitive constraint on when compared to 3 low Z bins. We expect that future high-precision SNAI-A data can constrain omega m better. This was Pantheon Plus Tomography and Hubble Tension, by Deng Wang.